Blog Talk Radio.
It makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it, no, no. Some girls, they don't forget it.
High in Venice West, copping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof, I guess I got my swagger back. Truth, new watch alert, few blows, or the big face rolly, I got two of those. Arm up the window through the city, I maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the hole.
Damn, easy and hoes, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, fuck man. I adopted these niggas, still a drummer in them. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bin. Last week I was in my other bin. Throw your diamonds up, cause we in it, yeah. Bitch, another again.
Shoot fresh, looking like wealth. I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Flee in the T450, I might search it. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything's for sale. Got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walk, I'm never going to hell. The tour level flow is never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes, the verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses and curses. I get it custom. You a customer, you ain't custom to going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana. Smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabana. Viva Mexico. Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes, with no benefits. Not bad, huh? For some immigrants, build your fences. We digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you?
Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach bumper stickery, what we're overdue. Jay is chilling, Jay is chilling. What more can I say? We're killing them. Hold up, before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lanes. Lord, please let them accept the things they can't change. I pray that all of their pain be champagne.
Professor Watson, host of McCorley Matthews Show. Remember, this show used to be called iMac. Tonight it's called Professor Watson's Takeover. On the host, my co-host, Willie Boy. Willie Monroe, what's going on, Willie Boy?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man? Did you like the song?
Yeah, it was very Watson.
Shop. I love that song. Do you know what song it is?
Is that the new Kanye West Jay-Z song?
Exactly. It's the new Kanye West featuring Jay-Z, Otis. One of my favorite old school singers, Otis Redding. They use his voice as a sample in the song. And, you know, that song just gets me hyped up in the morning. I wake up to it every day when I wake up.
That's,
you know, how
like
some people have their alarm clock set on an alarm? I have my alarm set on that music.
I thought you were like sitting on the top of the dock of the bay, you know, like an old school one.
Yeah, I was. Willie Boy? God damn, it's good to be hosting the show with you again, Willie Boy. It's been a while. How you been?
Yeah. I've been doing good, you?
I've been good. For those of you who don't know who I am, I'm a McCorley's and William's old professor at Brooklyn College. I used to teach them, was it English, or that I used to teach you guys sociology or something like that? I don't remember because I haven't, Alzheimer's disease? early form of Alzheimer's. But I used to teach them at Brooklyn College, and, you know, we've been friends ever since, and tonight McCorley gave me the opportunity to host the show. and he's producing the show. So he'll be back next week. But for tonight, it's Professor Watson's show. Let's go. So, Willie Boy, what do you want to talk about tonight?
What do you want to talk about?
Anything. First of all, I want to start off the show by giving my condolences to those people who passed away in Hurricane Irene in Virginia and Queens. That was a very serious matter last week. It was really crazy, Willie Boy. Did you go out last week during the Hurricane Irene thing?
Nope, I stayed home, but yeah, my condolences go out to the people that were affected by affected by it and lost people.
New York City was on shutdown. I mean, no trains were operating, no buses. I couldn't even have sex, man. Did you get that text message that I sent you during the whole Hurricane Irene?
Refresh my memory, I probably didn't.
I sent you a text message, like, the Hurricane Irene blew my house away, and it took my wife away.
And no, I didn't.
You didn't get that text message?
No, I didn't. She's okay?
She's okay now.
I didn't get that text message. Must have been Macaulay you sent it to.
I have the message if you want to hear it. I thought you got it.
I don't think so, but I think I would have remembered something like that.
Okay, let me play the text message for you. Hey, what about what's going on? Professor Watson. Oh, man, I'm hanging out here in Hurricane Irene. This hurricane is no joke. It just took my whole house away, along with my wife. I don't know if my wife's alive or dead, but I don't really care because she is a bitch. But anyway, Willie Boy, I'm hanging on a tree here for dear life. I'm surrounded by a lot of water, and I think I'm going to drown. I need you to call ambulance and get them over to Queens, Astoria Boulevard, because I don't think I'm going to survive, Willie Boy. I think I'm going to drown. Please help me, Willie Boy. I can't help it. I'm going to drown in this water. I can't breathe. I think this water's gonna take me over. Blue Boy, you didn't get that message?
No, I did not get that message.
I sent it to you on Saturday. So wait, was it Saturday? I think it was Sunday, by the way.
I think we must have sent it to Macaulay by accident.
Wow, man, I tell you, I was hanging on the tree for my dear life. My house was being blown away with my wife. It was very tragic that day. But
how did you get out? Because it sounded like you drowned already. But
I was drowning. But someone came to my rescue, a pedestrian, a nicer pedestrian. Pedestrian means when you're riding a vehicle, right?
A pedestrian is a person who's not riding a vehicle.
Yeah, my old timers is really messing up my mind, but yeah. So, someone came to help me out, and he did some CPR on me. And by the way, it was a dude, so I'm not gay. He did some CPR, and you know, he resuscitated me, and I was good. But I'm very mad at you, Willie Boy, because I sent you that text message, and I expected
I
you to go ambulance. What?
I think you accidentally sent to Macaulay because I didn't get that message.
Doesn't Macaulay forward all my messages to you?
Sometimes, yeah.
Damn it, Willie Boy. You are something else. You know that? You are something else.
Well,
I thought Macaulay was selfish, but you're selfish.
But then you have to blame Macaulay because Macaulay didn't send me that.
Okay, well, I'll talk to him later. Okay, this is not about him. This is about me tonight. Anyway, whatever. So, but yeah, that Hurricane Irene was really bad, and I'm glad that you didn't get hurt, Willie Boy. What were you doing on that day?
You know, just trying to stay alive, you know, glad it wasn't as serious as it was.
You weren't hanging on a tree like me, were you?
Thank God I wasn't.
Yeah, well, I'm just glad none of my friends and family, none of them got hurt. But that Hurricane Irene, it did do something to me because I'm not the same person that I was last week or the weeks before that.
What happened?
Well, as you can see, I have Alzheimer's now. And my wife, I don't know where she is.
You just said she's fine.
Who said she was fine?
You did.
You see, my old timers, I don't know where she is.
You said she was fine.
No, I haven't seen her since the Hurricane Irene thing.
You just said, like 2 minutes ago that she's okay.
Did I say that?
Yes.
Well, she is fine then.
You have to replay the tape?
She's fine. But she's fine, but I don't know where she is.
Are you saying she's fine? I think she's okay, or is she fine as she's good?
She was good looking. That's what I mean.
Oh my god.
But I don't know where the bitch is. I mean, my wife.
Well, you should be joking around with stuff like that.
Yeah, well, shadow.
She what did
what? I just say?
What?
I don't know. Anyway, McCorley sent me a text message the other day that you said you wanted me to play some WWE theme songs. Listen,
yeah.
Little boy, let me tell you something.
Because, you know, you singing them would be funny, you know. That would be a good idea, you know.
No, listen. I don't sing WWE theme songs, okay?
Yes, you did. You sang R-Truth theme song last time you were on.
That is true, but that's because I know his father. Well, I forgot. I knew his father, but other than that, I don't really watch WWE that much. You know, I used to watch
that's
it back
true.
In the day. You know,
did you say that there was an incident that happened? You said that you know you're a huge wrestling fan, and he was like wrestling.
Well,
so, yeah. Make up your mind, Watson.
Well, that's true. That is true, but. That's a while ago. I don't really watch wrestling as much as I used to. You know, with this whole John Cena. You know, thing. You know, John Cena's overrated. And, you know, wrestling is just not the same as it used to be. Don't you agree?
Well, I totally agree with that.
I mean, it's not the same. But, I mean, I watch it every now and then. I like Randy Orton's theme song. You know, I did sing Randy Orton's theme song in a text message that I sent you and McCorley.
Right.
I don't know.
That.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I remember that.
You do remember that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love that theme song. You guys want to hear what the message that I sent to Will and McCorley? Okay, let me play it
sure,
here.
Sure, why not?
You know, I just love, I love Randy Orton's theme song so much, I just had to send a text message to Will so he could hear me sing it.
Don't ask folks.
Hey,
I don't know why.
What was going on? This is Professor Watson. I was just singing Randy Orton's theme song. You know, I love his theme song, but anyway... Yeah, well, boy, have you been watching WWE? Oh, man, it's off the hook right now. Last night on Raw, Del Rio is the new champion. Kevin Nash is back. Man, I can't wait to see what's going to happen next week. Anyway, well, boy, I just wanted to see how you're doing and if you're enjoying your summer. So, hope you're doing good. I'll talk to you soon. See you later, well, boy.
I think you played the wrong message.
Isn't that the Randy Orton message?
Nope.
That is the Randy Orton message. Listen to it again.
You didn't say anything about Randy Orton.
Okay, let me play it again.
Play it again and listen.
Desire born every day.
Now you played it.
Yeah, what was going on? This is Professor Watson. I was just singing Randy Orton's theme song. You know, I love his theme song, but anyway. Yeah, well, boy, have you been watching WWE? Oh, man, it's off the hook right now. Wait, did I just say wrestling is off the hook right now? My goodness, that's this old-timers. I'm not even making any sense anymore anyway. But, Randy Orton's theme song, that's the only theme song that I like. And if you want, Willie Boy, I could sing Randy Orton's voices for you if you want. That's the only wrestling song I'll sing tonight, but I won't sing anything else. Do you want me to sing Randy Orton's theme song?
Fine, go ahead.
Okay, let me chew up this soundboard. Haven't worked this soundboard in like years. Fucking thing. They counsel me, they understand, they talk to me. You got your rules and your religion, all designed. trying to keep you safe. When rules start getting broken, you start questioning your faith. I have a voice that is my savior. Hate to love and love to hate. I have... crack myself up here. I hear voices crying. I see heroes dying. I see blood that's drying. I feel tension rise. I hear voices in my head. They tell to me, they understand. They talk to me. Talk to me. Tell me things that I will do. They help me things I'll do to you. They talk to me. They talk to me. Me. All the lords are the defenseless. All the doctors are diseased. And the preachers are all sinners. And the police just take the peace. All you judges, you are guilty. All the boss, I will fire. All you bankers will have losses. And politicians are all liars. I see darkness falling. I hear voices calling. I feel justice crawling. I see faith has fallen. I hear voices in my head. They counsel me, they understand. They talk to me. Talk to me. I hear voices in my head. They counsel me, they understand. They talk to me. They talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. There it goes. I hear voices. What do you think, Willie boy?
I'm not surprised.
Come on, man. That was a good singing song.
Bravo.
You can't do better than I do.
I'm sure Macaulay is jealous that he was in on.
Yeah, McCorley can't even sing like that, so don't even go there, Willie boy. All right. Let's not even go there, but there it goes. Randy Orton's theme song, Voices. That's the only song that I know. I don't know of any other song out there. I mean, what's some other theme song that you know? Shawn Michaels?
I think that would have been funny if you sang this.
Yeah, but I don't even have this theme song ready. I just go, not just sexy boy. Sexy boy. Boy toy. Something like that?
Yeah, you got it.
What's some other one?
Billy Gunn.
Mr. Ass. How does that go again? I'm an ass man. Yeah. I'm an ass man. What about John Cena? Doom, doom. Stop watching! My time is up. Your time is now. You can't see me. My time is now. What are the theme songs out there? Because I only remember a few.
Trying to think. How about Zack Ryder's one?
How does this go again?
The radio one, like old radio one.
Old radio! No, I don't know that one. I don't know that one. You trying to embarrass me here? Come on, give me some other ones. What about the game? It's all about the game. You know I'm playing all about the gems, don't you just sing? Boom, shaka laka laka, boom. Who's song is that? Boom, shaka laka laka. Boom, shabalum.
Oh, Kofi Kingston? I don't know.
Rey Mysterio.
Oh, no, Booyaka Booyaka.
Booyaka Booyaka. Wasn't that a reggae song? What about this one? S-O-S.
What's
up? S-O-S. I hear the drowning. S-O-S. does he say? In, what does what are they saying in that song?
Like, you know, SOS.
SOS. I hear them calling. What do they say in that song?
And then they have this part when in the beginning they say you woke up in a bad man's place.
You woke up in a bad man's place.
And then what? They have that.
You got the night. You wee, bye. Yeah. I don't really know that much wrestling, so the Randy Orton is the my favorite one, you know, so. I voices in my head. They talk to me, they understand, they talk to me. Before I thought it was like, I thought it went this way. I thought it went, because I hear voices every day. They talk to me, they say to me, how are you doing? How are you doing? That's what I thought they said in the song before. But anyway, let's stop talking about
old-timers.
Yeah. This old-timer, he's really catching up to me. It's been a while, with boy. We haven't seen each other in, what, like 6 years? 5 years or something?
Say about.
Yeah, it's been a while, man.
Yeah, McCauley was telling me he missed you.
He does?
Yeah.
McCauley misses me?
That's what you told me.
That's bull.
Do you miss him?
I doubt McCauley misses me.
Do you miss him?
No. Not gay. Not gay. Like the ladies. Talking about ladies, how you doing in the lady department this, you know, these days, Willy boy?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
What do you mean, what about me? I'm a pimp. Get girls like it's nothing. Like Derek Jeter up in some bitch. A-Rod. What about you?
Major Kelly is single. What do you think about that?
Who?
Watson. Major Kelly.
Major Kelly? Yeah, I don't. That Derek Jeter making Kelly. Well, you know, Derek Jeter, you know, he could get any girl that he wants, so I'm not really concerned about that. But she's a cutie, Minka Kelly.
Talking about you, Watson. You think you got a shot?
Yeah. Yeah. I got a shot with anybody.
Wait a second. Aren't you wearing?
I used to, but I told you I don't know where she is. I'm not looking for her. You go look for her. You want to be married to her. If you do find her, good luck with the bad cooking. And the house cleaning, because that never gets done. Nah, my wife is, she should get the worst wife award.
Maybe that's what McCauley's not here. Maybe he's out looking for her.
What? Are you trying to say McCauley's with my wife?
No, I'm trying to say maybe he's looking for her, you know.
Man, McCauley is selfish. She's not looking for anybody. Man, I remember when he used to make fun of the Chinese kids in Brooklyn College. And he used to freaking make fun of people and... You make fun of mock my voice and do all this stuff, man. McCauley is the most selfish person I've ever met.
Well, maybe you don't know him now like that.
Man, he's very selfish. Did you did you hear the text message that I sent him a couple of weeks ago? Actually, last month, I should say.
I don't know.
I freaking tore into this guy, a new one. I told him how selfish he is. I sent him a text message.
Oh, is that the one you were mocking? Is that when you were mocking the Ultimate Warrior one?
If you say so.
When you're saying that he's, you know, I'm trying to remember what you said. You
he's selfish.
He's,
yeah. You want to
yeah,
hear it?
Yeah.
You want to hear it again?
Sure. Yeah, I'll hear it.
Okay, let me play for you guys who didn't hear this message of how I tell McCauley how selfish he is.
Hey, Willy boy, what's going on? This is Professor Barton. Man, it's really hot out here today, man. It's like a... It's not your boys every day. Hey, Willy boy, what's going on? This is Professor Watson. Happy July 4th. I'm right here in my... Well.
Mark Corley. You know, man, you're something else, man. You are something else. Ever since you were a student of mine at Brooklyn College... I always thought you were a racist, sexist, and a bigot. You remember how you used to make fun of the Chinese kids in English class? I mean, come on, man. What kind of person does that? What kind of person makes fun of Chinese kids because they know their math, their mathematics? Man, you are something else, McCorley. I mean, you truly are racist. I mean, you love white girls. That's a fact. You've even said that yourself. You said that white girls are like the Jedi and black girls are like the... Black girls are like Darth Vader and white girls are like Luke Skywalker? I mean, come on. Who says things like that, man? And let's just talk about how you used to pretend you were friends with some of the people, the students. Remember Afiz Abiodun? You used to pretend like you were his friend, but we all know you talk behind his back. And Clara, I mean, you had a crush on her, but we all know that you really didn't like her, McCorley. You know, McCorley, I gotta tell you, it's people like you. You know, Wilmore, I'm gonna, you know what? Forget about McCorley. I realized something. I realized that you're more selfish than McCorley.
Why is that?
Because you're trying to embarrass me on this show, aren't you?
No, I'm not. You're doing a pretty good job.
Well, let me tell you something. Let me talk. Let me finish here. Because I'm the adult. I'm the adult on the show.
I'm an adult, too.
You remember when you messed up on your presentation?
Yeah. At least that part is true. Unlike all the lies you're telling about.
And I gave you a C+.
Yeah, I remember that. That part is true.
You remember?
Yeah.
You're selfish, man.
No, I'm not.
You're the one that's selfish.
You're the one that's selfish because you're lying about McCauley on his show.
What am I lying about?
How's he selfish when he invites you to host his show?
Well, because I had to force him.
No, he was nice enough to give it to you.
Man.
Give you a shot so you could say what you had to say.
Man,
boy,
you are so full of it, man.
You're so full of it. You come on somebody's show and you dog.
Then let's fight then. Let's fight.
You're not worth it, old man.
Let's fight.
Dude.
You know what, boy, let me tell you something. Remember when you used to like Alicia? Remember that?
Oh, no, that's a flat out lie.
Remember when you and Alicia used to give each other pounds like you were brothers?
I don't know. What you talking about?
Yeah, you think I don't know, but I Matrix had cameras.
Now you're just making up stories.
I'm
now.
Making your stuff? All right, we'll see, buddy.
Yep.
We'll
just
see
like
when I release the evidence, buddy.
Go ahead and doctor up evidence.
Yeah, well, thanks for making this show one of my worst shows ever hosted. I'm never coming here again.
Don't you know every time you come on the show, it's the worst?
That's because of you, buddy.
And you.
Because of me? All right. We'll see about that, Will Boy. Next time I'm hosting this show by myself, you hear me?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Talking a lot of shit.
Yeah, you talk all this stuff about McCauley when he's not even here. He's asking us to produce the show, and you're bad-mouthing him, and you're making up false stories about me and him. You should be ashamed of yourself, young man.
Yeah.
Or should I say, old man.
Well, you don't worry, because McCauley will be back next week, and I'm not never coming in the show again.
Thank goodness. That's what you said the last time, and you still came back.
Whatever. Anyway, I have to go, because there's 1 minute left in the show. Let me end you with my new favorite song, Kind of Time. Featuring Jay-Z, Otis.
You won't be ready,
boy.
No,
who are you?
Whatever.
Girl, they don't forget it.
Your love makes you dance.
Happy. We
sound so, don't you agree?
I invented sweat, popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof, I guess I got my swagger back. Truth, new watch alert. few of those. All the big face Broly, I got two of those. Arm up the window through the city, I maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the hole.
Damn, easy and hoes, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, fuck man. I adopted these niggas, should've come in them. Now I'm about to make them touch their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, now I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bin. Last week I was in my other bins. All your diamonds up, so we in and get another game.
Photo shoot fresh, looking like wealth. I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Flee in the G450, I might surf it. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything's for sale, got five passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walk, I'm never going to hell. The pure level flow is never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses and curses. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs, you ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house got them showing how. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with cash flow with Cabana. Viva Mexico. Cubano, Dominicano, all the clubs that I know. Driving Benzes, with no benefits. Not bad, huh? For some immigrants, through your fences. We digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you?
Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach, bumper stickery, what we're overdue. Day is chilling, day is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up, before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lanes. Lord, please let them accept the things that can't change. The way that all of their pain be champagne.